I saw this and it shook me up and I'll never be the same. It's called instant replay. It's called the worm that never dies. And that's your conscience. The conscience. Can you imagine waking up in hell?
How can I walk away from all I once knew? Promises I held on to. Who am I kidding? Who am I fooling? And to think I can live like this.
Can you imagine the touch of eternal death on your shoulder and the stench and the feel of the darkness that I've described to you? And then to hear the roar of the adversary, you're mine, eternally. And the sense of being lost and this sense of being ever more cast away from the presence of God.
By day, a devil by night. Don't know who I am anymore. So very confused and so conflicted. I just can't take this anymore. Oh,
I don't think it's in my limited vocabulary, I can't describe to you what it's going to be like for a person to suddenly be in hell. I am in hell. I am lost. Now, if you could say to this person, well, 10 million years from now, you get a week's break, they may endure it. Or they said, this could last billions of years, but at the end, you'll have a little bit of hope. But there's no hope, no other chance. I am in hell. Then suddenly, the worm turns, the conscience, because you will remember every service you've been in, you remember every scripture that was ever quoted to you, you will remember every wooing of the Holy Spirit, you will relive it and live it, you will relive my message, the message I preach right now, every message you've ever heard, every radio sermon, every witness you've had, every song that you've heard or sung, everything that had to do with Christ or His gospel. You will replay it. The conscience will turn. That's the worm that never dies. That's the conscience. That's the memory. Oh, yes, there's a memory in hell. You will remember it all.
Living this night, I'm in. I'm letting it all go. And I'm turning around. I hear you calling me. So I'm running back.
Every message you've ever heard, every radio sermon, every witness you've had, every song that you've heard or sung, everything that had to do with Christ or His gospel, you will replay it. The conscience will turn. That's the worm that never dies. That's the conscience. That's the memory. Oh, yes, there's a memory in hell. You will remember it all. And suddenly, as this worm turns, I believe the worm means that a man will go between time and eternity. He drifts back and forth for quite a while before he realizes what's happened until the worm has finished his work. This worm will turn and suddenly the lights go on and suddenly there's light and he wakes up and he's back in his living room at home. And there's a Billy Graham special on television. And his little girl is playing with a doll and he can't believe it. He pinches himself. He said, I'm alive. I can't be in hell. And his wife is in the kitchen and he sees her and he says, honey, quick, come in. And she's bringing a cup of coffee. So he said, honey, put the coffee down. Please, on the coffee table, I got to talk to you. I'm having some kind of incredible, I must have drunk something. Something's wrong. I have had a fit. I was in hell. I had a dream. I was in hell. I had a nightmare. Please tell me I'm alive. And she said, you okay? Here, drink your coffee. And he fills the warm coffee. He said, I'm alive. And Billy Graham is saying, come to Jesus. And he says, quick, on your knees. And he gets down on his knees and he's about to cry, Jesus. And he can't get the word out because just as he's about to get the words out and feel the warmth and the peace of the gospel of Jesus flood his soul, it goes dark and he wakes up. He's in hell. He said, it wasn't a dream. I'm in hell. I'm lost. And he said, oh God, never again. Don't send me back into time. A little while goes by and his lights go on again. The worm is turning. This time he's back in church. He's sitting in the same seat that he once sat. And he's reliving a gospel message. He's sitting there stunned. He looks around. He said, if this is a nightmare, if someone has put drug in my drink, God, let me wake up. That man screams, God, don't let me go to hell. He's screaming, save me. The preacher's trying to preach. He's screaming at the top of his voice. And he's looking around at him. He's looking at the lights. He's counting the people. He's looking at the colors of their clothes. And he's pinching himself. He's pulling his ears. He's pulling his hair. He wants to feel. And he feels the pain. He says, how can I be dead? Or how can I be eternally dead? How can I be in hell? When I feel the pain, I hear his voice. Oh God, I can't take it anymore. And he runs down the aisle. And he throws himself on his knees. This time, Jesus, I've got to get through. He gets the word Jesus out. And he's about to raise his hands and cry, have mercy, but he can't get it out. Because it goes black. And he says, no, God, I'm in hell. I am in hell. He's got to go all through eternity, reliving every scene until finally it's dragged in. And he sits through it. And it's nothing but torment because he said, I wake up in a moment and there's no relief. And all it is added torment. And all through eternity. Sinner, I'm going to tell you something. Backslider. You walk out on God, you're going to be back in this seat a billion, billion times. Back and forth, back and forth. And never be able to utter the word Jesus. Never be able to repent. Because the worm never does. Never does.